Witness Protection is a project based in Bloomington, Indiana, and fronted by local artist Kyle Fulford. In 2022, the group gave us the album College Ruled, and they're already back with more. On March 31st, Witness Protection returns with new release, Second Thoughts. I'm here with Kyle now to talk about what we can look forward to next. Kyle, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Adrian.
Can you give us an overview of the new album?
Second Thoughts is a conceptual rock album designed to be listened to as a program. The seven tracks each represent a specific day in the life of the protagonist. Musically, it's just sort of all over the place. I mean, there's progressive metal, there's ukulele, folk pop, synth pop, but there's also more conventional, just sort of pop rock songs, prog influences.
Yeah.
We should probably clarify first for the listeners what prog means.
Let's do it.
Okay, so prog is short for progressive rock, which is a sort of retrograde term that sort of describes a style of music that came about in the late 1960s, early 1970s, and is associated with acts such as Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Genesis, Yes, King Crimson. And that's sort of the pool of musical legacy that I'm pulling from.
I would love to talk more about how this fits into that Witness Protection body of work.
In late 2019, I was still an undergraduate at Indiana University, and there was a student songwriting contest. And then in February of 2020, I was notified that I was one of the three finalists. That was a very exciting time for me until like the next week when the world literally shut down. That project and the ability to record the song were all put on hold. I started to flesh out some other songs that I had written and decided to record them at home. After not much time, maybe a few weeks, a month, I had written a body of work that I was pretty happy with. And that is what became that first Witness Protection album. Second Thoughts is sort of the sequel to that. I did finally have the opportunity to record at Russian Recording, and that was a life-affirming experience working with Mike Bradavsky and Damien at the studio. I tend to perform most of the parts myself. The experience at Russian Recording was much more collaborative.
I'd love to hear also a little bit about the personnel for Second Thoughts specifically.
With Second Thoughts, which is in a lot of odd meter, has a lot of polyrhythm and a lot of really complex tempo changes, I knew that I would need someone else to perform the parts. At that point, I had also started translating the lyrics to the album to Italian. That was a sort of nod or an homage to my love of Italian progressive rock music from the early 1970s. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to have like a real Italian scenester play drums on the record? And that's how I found Cesare. He would send me a take, and every time the first take was absolutely perfect. Another one of the songs is a duet between two characters on the album, and I knew that I needed a vocalist who could perform the vocals in English and Italian as well. I was able to find Lola Vicentini, who did perform the duet in both English and Italian on the song The Shadow of Time. I was able to convince a couple of my friends and colleagues to perform on the album. Tygo Maher is an Irish finger pianist, accordionist, in One for the Foxes. He's a consummate professional. So he's able to make his own signature mark on the song, and I think Do It Again. It just wouldn't be the same without Tyke's performance. Happy Endings, the first song on the album. It's a bit of a pocket symphony. My friend Kurt, Kurt Baer, performs also in the local group Marixando. I sent him the demo of the song, and I was like, hey, do you think you could improv over this? Because I want to have this sort of noisy, vampy, freak-out section in the middle of the song. He came into Airtime Studios north of Bloomington, and David Weber, the engineer and mixer master for the album, hung up a microphone, and we just let Kurt run with it, and he did his thing, and Kurt is biting on the reed and squawking and honking the horn. It was really fun. The album will be released simultaneously in English and Italian, the album title being Ripensamenti, to convey the meaning idiomatically in a language that is not my own. I reached out to another graduate student here at IU, Leonardo Cabrini, and sent him the lyrics. You never really have that opportunity as a language learner to explore the sort of creative power of language. You don't really get the opportunity to play with the language, and that's what this was.
I do want to make sure that we get kind of who you are as a Bloomingtonian, because I think you occupy a very unique sort of space.
What makes my positionality unique and unusual as a PhD student in the Department of Folklore and Ethnomusicology is that I'm a townie. I'm from Bloomington, Indiana. I went to school here. And as I started to hone my craft, not only as a songwriter and as a guitar player, but as an engineer, as a sonic artist, I guess you would say, it sort of occurred to me that the things I was reading about in school and the sort of very highly theoretical ways in which we think about how music is mediated, but also what purposes live performance and music serves more generally, culturally, it sort of hit me that it was all part of the same body of work, that the work that I'm doing in witness protection and my scholarly work as a PhD student, those lines started to become more and more increasingly blurred. The Department of French and Italian at Indiana University has a graduate student conference on March 31st. The album will be released simultaneously with the conference presentation. The way I'm sort of situating the work, that is Second Thoughts, is within a larger discussion of what progressive rock means to the larger sort of not only body of rock music generally, but also popular music. It's very much a research creation project.
I've been talking with Kyle Fulford of Witness Protection, also a PhD student at Indiana University's Department of Folklore and Ethnomusicology. New Witness Protection album Second Thoughts comes out in both English and Italian on March 31st. For WFIU, I'm Adrienne Pontecorvo.